Let's talk football with Max Rushton. And there's so many elements of the world game to talk about. Max, appreciate your time. Same old, same old. Lionel Messi's done it again.
I mean, I would rather talk about the ordinary weather that you mentioned in Queensland. A, putting pay to England's guarantee of a 5-0 whitewash victory in the Ashes. And B, the fact that, and I've mentioned this too, I may have mentioned this on this radio station before, that, you know, home and away has lied to me. You know, I'm currently at Stan overlooking Sydney, and it is grey. It is grey, and you lied to me as a country. I was expecting, my days of wearing trousers were over. I'd be in shorts every single day of my life from now. But something's happening. Like, people in the office are calling me La Nina, right? Is this irregular? Is this not what's meant to happen? Because I feel I've been sold a lie, and I'm very disappointed about it. But I am happy to talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I've got two brothers-in-law who still wear shorts when it's 15 degrees, because they said that is like a heat wave where they come from, and they both come 100%. From the south side of England down Portsmouth way, let me tell you. But Messi's done it again, hasn't he? I mean, seventh Ballon d'Or. It's quite incredible. Do you think he deserved the award?
It's a really good question. I think when you live in a sort of... if your whole focus is just on European football, what you have to remember is Argentina won the Copa America, and, you know, Lionel Messi was a big part of that. It was a huge moment for him. And I think if you factor that in, and the fact that he's still an absolutely brilliant footballer, like, he's still brilliant. Okay, he didn't play brilliantly on Wednesday night against Manchester City, and we all have recency bias, and we have to look at it as a year as a whole. He's such a wonderful player. I mean, I personally think individual awards, I don't really care for them massively. Like, it is about the team, and I sort of think it's very difficult for the Guardian. We had to pick our sort of top 40 players in the world, and it's really hard when you're looking at it and you're going, I don't know which Manchester City player is the best player, but as a team, they're so brilliant. I think Lewandowski had a really great shout to win it this time. He's the complete number nine. He's such a great finisher. I think there was a case for Jorginho. It is harder to win this award if you play in a different position. And Jorginho is not a flashy footballer, right? He does everything simply. But he did win the Champions League with Chelsea. He did win the Euros with Italy. You know, those kind of achievements should count. From a personal point of view, I just don't mind. Like, it's like Ballon d'Or, I think it feels to me quite a generational thing. And I might be wrong. There may be 40-year-olds elsewhere who think this really matters. I just don't even really care. Like they're all good at football, and that's great. What really matters, you know, the players don't... Ronaldo has said in the past, like, I'd like to win the Ballon d'Or lots and lots and lots. But actually, what players want to do is they want to win leagues, they want to win Champions Leagues, they want to win World Cups and win European Championships and Copa Americas. And so I think if you ask Lionel Messi what's more important, this Ballon d'Or or finally winning a trophy for Argentina, he would tell you absolutely the latter.
So Messi and Ronaldo have now won 12 of the last 13.
Yeah.
Luka Modric is the only one that's got in the way of that. Is it not dissimilar to it, a Brownlow medal, isn't it? It's a midfielder's award, as is the Ballon d'Or. It's a goal-scoring award for the best part.
In as much as it's very hard to just get all, you know, it's very hard as a defender to stand out as much. Because you defend and you defend and you defend brilliantly, and yet you still might concede a goal. Whereas, you know, if you are a centre forward or you're a number 10, you can be quiet for 80 minutes but score a brilliant goal, and that goal is repeated around the world and around the world. But there is no doubt that Messi and Ronaldo have been the best two footballers in the world over the last 10, 15 years. And so that, you know, but it is much easier to win individual awards if you're at that end of the pitch. Now, footballers will tell you the hardest thing to do is to score a goal. You know, generally, the technically most gifted players play up front, right? And then the further back you go, and then you end up in goal, and then, you know, you've got the footwork of Mark Bosnich, who's 5 yards away from me. But even still, like, football, it's a team. It's very much a team game, you know. And so I have very little interest in the Ballon d'Or. It's worth pointing out, Alexia Putellas won it for Barcelona in the women's Ballon d'Or. Sam Kerr was third. Barcelona women, if you talk about how good a football team are just extraordinary. You know, light years, just so far ahead of some of the, you know, the best teams in the WSL and around the rest of Europe. So worth mentioning her. I think Chelsea won the team award, and
that
should matter. What Thomas Tuchel has done there in a short space of time to win the Champions League, this time last year, no one would have given them a hope of winning that tournament. So, yeah, I'm more for the team awards. But well done to Lionel Messi. He obviously needs a large mantelpiece. I presume he has one.
I'm pretty sure he does in one of his many houses. Should we be disappointed with Sam Kerr, or was finishing third a crack result for her?
I think Foz mentioned it on the Monday show on Stan Sport that, you know, you have to do well as an individual. And, you know, she did well. She's done really well at Chelsea. But Chelsea fell short of Barcelona in the Champions League. Barcelona were, I don't know, 4-0 up after about 10 minutes or something like that. I mean, eviscerated them. The Matildas didn't do brilliantly in the Olympics, did they? So when you look at those two things, yes, Chelsea won the Women's Super League. But if you haven't won the major tournaments, that's going to make a big difference. And Barcelona was so good. I think it would have been wrong for a Barcelona player not to win that award.
Max Rushton, our guest from Stan Sport, talking all things football. Let's talk about Celtic. They're out of the Europa League contention. What does that mean for Ange? The golden run is over for Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah, it's amazing how much Scottish football I'm being forced to watch now I've come here and everyone is Postecoglou obsessed. Look, Leverkusen, a very good team. They didn't start the tournament brilliantly. I think at the start of the season, Ange was having a pretty tricky time. What's really important, you know, Rangers did go through. Look, Rangers have got Van Bronckhorst has come in as manager. It will be interesting to see how quickly that steadies the ship there, because, you know, your manager leaving is a big deal, and Steven Gerrard had done so well at Rangers. I think they'll be disappointed, but if Ange can somehow battle with Rangers for the title, and if he could get close, I think that would be a great achievement. I think, you know, Celtic, there's still a lot of work in progress. He's on a really good run. He's got the team playing incredibly well, better, more quickly than I think people would have thought he would do. I think he's sort of got, he's now, everyone is on his side. And I think it is really, you know, I've said before, it's really important. It shouldn't matter. He's just one individual, but it is really important for like Australian football and for Australian coaches, especially, that he is a success. He shouldn't have to deal with that responsibility. He should be just doing it for himself, right? But, you know, there is, as I said to Gerard before, there's a sort of hubris and a sort of slight xenophobia about anyone with an Australian accent or an American accent, actually, like coming over to the UK and talking about football. But I think he talks a really good game. He's super entertaining. I think he's got Celtic playing very well. They'll obviously be disappointed, but I think, you know, if they can push Rangers and if they could win the Scottish Premiership, that would be absolutely extraordinary for him and it's such a huge turnaround.
Champions League, we're looking forward to, especially what's going to happen sort of over the next couple of days, next week, should I say, December 8th and 9th.
Yes.
AC Milan, Liverpool, Real Madrid and Inter, Man U, Young Boys, Bayern, Barcelona. It is serious football in the next week or two.
You're going to ask. I'm glad you told me the fixtures, because I don't think more than a day ahead. You know, I'm thinking there's a midweek run of Premier League. Well, you're absolutely right.
Yes, I'll get to that in a minute.
I should focus on my excellent employers and say, look, everyone gets down and watch it. It's the last day of the group stages. Barcelona could drop out and not make the knockouts for the first time in a long, long time. That is one of the big stories. There is so much to play from getting through to the group stage of the Champions League. Financially means so much, but obviously it's just such an exciting competition when you get into that last 16. So for those teams that are not in it yet, and you look below Liverpool in that table, I think you've got Porto, Atleti, and is it Atalanta? Who's the other one? No, not Atalanta. Someone will tell me. AC Milan, isn't it? Porto, Atleti, and AC Milan. Like all those three teams still have a hope, and that is huge. That's sort of what you want going into the last group stage, is games happening at the same time, one on your telly, one on your second screen, just working out the permutations as we're working out the permutations, and there's enough jeopardy still left. We've been really lucky with these group stages. They're not always amazing, but they've been some brilliant games. And I suspect we'll have the same next week.
All right, let's turn our attention just briefly to the EPL. Max Rushton from Stan Sport, our guest. Two from two for Steven Gerrard.
That's Mark Bosnich, who I was criticising earlier. I lost your question amidst the noise here.
Steven Gerrard, two from two.
Oh, yeah, he's done really well for Aston Villa, hasn't he? The Premier League is really... what you want is you want a title race, ideally with more than two teams. And that's what we have, because Chelsea Man City and Liverpool are all playing incredibly well. At the moment, it looks like there's going to be a race for fourth place as well between, I think, West Ham are there at the moment, Arsenal pretty close, Manchester United presumably will come back with Ralph Rangnick, Tottenham, you never know, are under Antonio Conte. Steven Gerrard and Aston Villa are in that run of teams where basically, you know, finishing 17th, it's not perfect, but you stay in the league, and that's for his first season, right? Given that he took over a team that lost five in a row, he's done incredibly well to win two in a row. They played okay against Crystal Palace at the weekend. Crystal Palace weren't particularly good, to be honest. In their first game, Villa, they left it late. But all you can hope for when you arrive is just a couple of victories. Just pull them out of the bag from somewhere. And then you, the confidence, you will sort of see it sort of emanate within the rest of the squad. But there's some really big games. Actually, probably the biggest game. I know Manchester United are playing Arsenal this week, but Newcastle play Norwich.
Yes.
Norwich have just picked up 1-2, drawn one. Dean Smith, their manager's done all right since he's come in. Newcastle get to win a game. They've obviously got a lot of money now to spend in January because of this Saudi takeover that I think is really bad for the league, yep. But we don't have time to go into that. I've spoken out quite vocally against it and got some criticism from Newcastle fans for that. But look, given the amount of money they have, they're in a fascinating position. They've got no wins. Their record is worse than Derby County's was in, I think, 07, 08, when they only got 11 points at the end of the season. But they've got all this money. So the current squad are sitting there thinking, well, you're going to replace me in January. So why do I really want to play? It looks like they are trying for their manager, Eddie Howe. He's a good manager. But that on Wednesday morning, Australian time, Newcastle Norwich is a huge game at the bottom of the table.
Yeah, going to be massive. Appreciate your time. I know you got to go. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime. Take it easy.
Good on you, mate. There's Max Rushton from Stan Sport talking all things through. Yes, Bosnich does cut through. He does. Doesn't matter where he is. He's a funny man, is that man, Bosnich.